Enzo was beginning to wish he hadn't asked, but was rescued from rudeness by the opening of the door to Dr. Selvart's surgery. An elderly lady with a hat, a long coat and a stout stick was shown out into the hall by a man in his middle 40s, who held her elbow as she steadied herself to leave. He shook her hand.
"Thank you so much, doctor."
"Just take it easy, Madame Poire. No horse riding or mountain climbing for the next few weeks."
Madame Poire laughed.
"Chance would be a fine thing, doctor."
Dr. Savard looked toward Enzo as the big Scot got to his feet and he came forward. His handshake was warm and dry and firm.
"Monsieur MacLeod, please come in."
He ushered Enzo into his surgery.
"Take a seat, take a seat."
Enzo sat on the business side of the doctor's desk and looked at the rows of medical books on the shelves behind it. The room was L-shaped, and the longer leg of the L contained an examination table, a sink and draining board, and a tall glass-doored cabinet full of bottles and boxes. Selva sat down opposite Enzo and folded his hands on the desk in front of him. He regarded the Scotsman with warm brown eyes that crinkled slightly in a look of mild amusement. He was a man of medium height, inclining now to portliness, with a thatch of thick, sandy hair greying just very slightly at the temples.
"So, you're here to find out who killed Adam Killian?"
It wasn't a question.
Enzo said, "I think if you were to conduct a straw poll in the street, 9 out of 10 people would probably tell you I was."
The doctor laughed.
"Oh, I think you're wrong, Monsieur MacLeod. I doubt if there's anyone on the island who wouldn't tell me that."
It was Enzo's turn to laugh.
"Not an easy place to keep a secret."
"Almost impossible."
"All the more extraordinary, then, that a man's murder should go unsolved all these years."
The doctor inhaled deeply.
"Well, if you were to conduct that same straw poll of yours, Monsieur MacLeod, I think that 9 out of 10 people would tell you that Thibaut Kerjean did it."
"And did he?"
"I have absolutely no idea. But according to the courts, he didn't. So who am I to argue with the considered opinion of the French justice system?"
"Of course. Sometimes guilty men go free simply because the prosecution can't prove it."
"That's true, monsieur. In Scotland we have a third verdict. Guilty, not guilty, and not proven. Not proven."